Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about vegan babies and vegan children. There has been so many stories, and we've covered them many times on this show, of children who've died because they were on a vegan diet. Babies died. Couples have been jailed because of it. Arrested, jailed. I remember some of the extreme cases that I read out on the air here. They were absolutely mind-blowing. Where couples who were vegans raised their child as a vegan, and because they were strict vegans, they wouldn't even give the child medication. They would bring the child to a vegan doctor. One couple in Florida were ordered to bring their child to a doctor when the child was suffering from malnutrition, but they didn't. They brought the child to a vegan doctor. The child subsequently died of malnutrition, lack of vitamins, all sorts of carry on. And the couple were jailed. Another couple in France only recently were jailed for exactly the same reason. Germany, there's a list online of couples who have been jailed for putting their children and babies on vegan diets. Couples who clearly hadn't a clue what they were doing. But doctors in Belgium have now called for parents who raise their children as vegans to face prosecution after a number of deaths in schools, nurseries and hospitals. It is estimated that 3% of Belgian children are forced to follow a strict diet which rules out any animal products, including dairy and eggs and byproducts. And the Royal Academy of Medicine of Belgium published a legal opinion on Thursday which could influence future court judgments. And it's the first time a health authority has actually got involved and taken a strong position on veganism in the country. And the opinion said it was unethical to subject. Now listen to this carefully. These are opinions of experts. These are not just men and women and people who call into talk shows. These are experts. It's the Royal Academy of Medicine. They said it was unethical to subject a child to a diet like this because it didn't include animal proteins or vital amino acids, which can help growth and prevent health problems. The vegan diet could only be made safe for growing children if complemented by medical supervision, regular blood tests and vitamin supplements, which most parents are not qualified to provide. Professor Georges Kamar, or Kazmar, who led the commission that wrote the report, said we must explain to parents before compelling them, but we can no longer tolerate this endangerment. He said the restrictive regime requires ongoing monitoring of children to avoid deficiencies and often irreversible growth delays. And the legal opinion said it is unsuitable for unborn children, children, teenagers and pregnant and lactating women. It is not medically recommended and even forbidden to subject a child, especially during periods of rapid growth, to a potential destabilizing diet requiring frequent supplementation and control. And it also said this concept of nutrition is similar to a form of treatment that is not ethical to impose on a child. Don Carr from PETA obviously argues against it, said, what a load of ignorant codswallop. You can clearly see that she's a wordsmith and you can clearly see she's educated when she starts her statement with that. Anyways, this is obviously a qualified statement from qualified professor, a qualified doctors, dietitians, and an academy of medicine. But obviously PETA, responded with the first line by saying, what a load of ignorant codswallop, because they haven't a clue what they're talking about. But anyway, the NHS nutritionist confirmed that while a meat and dairy-based diet is what strikes people down in adulthood, as it can lead to hardened arteries that cause stroke, brain aneurysm and heart attacks, a well-planned vegan diet is perfect for babies and children, according to her. Kids, including my own, thrive on a balanced vegan diet, but as with a dietary regime, it is the parents' responsibility to ensure that their child is getting all the necessary nutrients, and yes, that's easier to achieve on a vibrant vegan diet in rich whole grains, vegetables and pulses. Now, they've obviously, doctors have argued against her and said she's completely wrong. Of course she's going to say that. She's obviously a member of PETA. And by the way, the General Secretary of PETA, one of their children is actually insulin dependent, and insulin contains animal byproducts, and she gives her child insulin. So she's the biggest hypocrite of all. But anyway, that's beside the point. In 2017, in Bavarian, Belgium, a couple were sentenced to suspended 6-month sentence after their 7-month-old baby died of malnutrition and dehydration, and the infant's death was blamed by doctors and parents and their choice only to feed the child vegetable milk. Vegan diets are becoming more and more popular across Europe as the concerns about climate change and animal welfare grow, which is absolutely ridiculous because being a vegan has nothing to do with climate change if you actually look into the statistics of it. But in any case, I have no problem with an adult choosing to be a vegan. Look, this is the bottom line. If you want to be a vegan and you care about the animals and all that kind of stuff, that's great. I'm delighted for you. You fire away and be a vegan. That's your choice, right? And I have never seen, as far as I'm concerned, a very healthy vegan. But anyway, that's your choice. You fire away, be a vegan. That's your choice in life. You can do that if you want to. You're an adult, you can make those decisions. But when you're making decisions for children, and you're making decisions against the best nutritionists and doctors in the world, not vegan nutritionists or nutritionists that recommend vegan diets, because they're clearly, they have their own agenda. A doctor. When a doctor talks about a balanced diet for proteins, nutrients, amino acids, etc., etc., they're talking about a balanced diet. And yes, too much red meat can cause you serious problems. Can block your arteries, can cause heart problems later in life. Everything in moderation. Nobody's suggesting you should have three or four steaks a week. Too much red meat is dangerous. Too much white meat is dangerous. Too much dairy products is dangerous. Too much everything is dangerous. So the point is, a balanced diet has always been the recommendations of doctors and still is to the best nutritionists and doctors in the world. So why would you subject a child to what essentially is a cult? And that's what it is. It's become almost like a cult. And what you're doing is you're imposing your moral views on animals on a child, on a baby who has no views yet and has no understanding of why, like other babies, he's not being fed the same stuff. But you're imposing that on a child. It's bizarre, isn't it? And yet we think there's something okay about that. If that child, in turn, when it makes its own mind up at 14 or 15 years of age, has a kind of, some sort of, I suppose, knowledge of the ways of the world, decides to be a vegan, well and good. That's their choice. They think mommy and daddy's a vegan, it's a great idea, then they can go and do it. But when they're a baby, at a vital stage of life, which will mould the rest of their life, why would you do that to a child? Why would you risk a child's life? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Doctors in Belgium think it is a bad thing. What do you think? They believe prosecution is the only way. Is it wrong to have a child on a vegan diet? Carl, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Carl?
Hello, Niall. I don't know what to say on that one, Niall. I tend to agree with you. I am vegetarian myself. I don't think I'd force it on my child. I don't have it for child, so it's a bit difficult for me to comment. But I hate.
There's a difference in vegetarian and vegan, by the way, as well. Massive.
That's the problem, yeah. I'm only vegetarian, and I do agree with you. It's I wouldn't impose it on anybody. At any stage, to be quite honest with you, it's just my personal choice. I do think that the word, when you start prosecuting people, you could argue then that you could be looking at a child who's been fed maybe on McDonald's, too many McDonald's, too many fish and chips and all this.
Nobody is suggesting that neglect as well.
I understand that. I'm simply saying when the prosecution thing comes in, you could be looking at children, you hear children going to school, not getting a proper breakfast, all these type of things. And when you start bringing prosecution in, blimey, where does it end?
But I understand that, but I know in America there has been many arrests and parents been charged with neglecting their children who are obese, who are being fed too much food, right, of all sorts of food, right? And we have an obligation under law to provide for our children and not to neglect them and not to abuse them in any way.
You don't think prosecution's a bit too much, no?
Not when you're talking about a vegan diet. When we look at the evidence around the world and the amount of children who have died from malnutrition being on a vegan diet, I absolutely believe that you're endangering your child's life.
Well, in that case, then you can't argue with you on that one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I also believe eating too many fast foods is endangering your child's life, too.
I've never actually been able to keep up. The last time you actually got me on your program, you got me on veganism, too, because I don't know enough about it.
Well, no, I don't know a huge amount about it either.
Meat,
but
I think you can do without meat. I'm not an expert on all the other things. And when I was growing up, I grew up just like you. And I'm older than you, Niall, a few years older, but we're from the same era. If I came home to my ma and said, I'm not eating this, that, and the other. In those days, you just didn't get the choice, you know. It was a totally different...
Eat your burger and shut up.
It was just eat your greens, and you know, and or else you won't get them.
Your meat and two veg, yeah,
and you'll get them tomorrow if you don't eat them today, you know. So it was a totally...
And by the way, Carl, what's the reason that you're a vegetarian?
Here again, you got me on this the last time. You actually gave me a little bit of a going over, and normally I agree with you. I'm just into the animal thing, really. It was just my little...
Yeah.
You know,
I know. I think I probably got you by calling you a hypocrite.
Something like that.
But no, look, I've no problem with it. I mean,
somebody was asked once. I don't push it down anybody's throat, but I was out once, and people sometimes ask me more than I'd ask them. And I remember somebody gave a lovely answer: "Was why do you not eat meat? I like my dog."
But I mean, yeah. I mean, there is an argument that being a vegetarian for the purposes of not wanting to be cruel to animals is kind of pointless, because we do eat dairy products as well.
Well, I've tried to just, you know, the usual you hear is this free range and
you're
all
doing
this.
You're doing your best.
Just doing my little bit at this stage, you know.
And do you like the taste of meat, by the way? When you ate meat, did you like it? Because some people are vegetarian because they just don't like the taste of meat.
No. I grew up in, you know, if you got your meat two or three times a week and you had your roast at the weekend, you know. But as I said, I grew up in an era, it was totally different to now. You know, you just did what you were told.
Yeah, well, see, well, you're not really missing out too much because, as I said, you're still eating your dairy products. You're still getting your proteins. Although you do get a lot of protein from red meat. But, you can certainly supplement that if you had to. But
yeah,
some people don't have to.
Got me too on the leather shoes business as well, you know. But as I said, I don't. Some people wouldn't even know I'm vegetarian because I don't kind of go on and on about it. And the veganism, maybe it's a cult and it's just a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit awkward when you go out for a meal and you're with a vegan.
I couldn't go home and give her a list and say, this is what you're going to eat.
Yeah. Well, stay there for a second because, Mairead, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Mairead?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Mairead, what do you think of this idea of children being put on vegan diets? Now, according to the Belgian people, they want to make it a criminal offence.
I don't know what I agree with this. I think if you're a child, you have to be trying different foods and different, and you're active.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting them off, oh, you can't eat such and such because it's from a cow, or you can't eat such and such because it's from...
You can't have milk, like, you can't have butter, you can't have cheese, you can't have eggs, you can't have a lot of medication that's made out of animal products, you can't have meat.
That's good for your bones. All that is good for your bones, keeping your teeth strong, keeping your bones strong. I don't know.
Mm.
It's a bit off the wall, if you ask me.
Yeah, but and why do you think people do it? I mean, a lot of people are doing it now. They have their babies on vegan diets.
Most people might not like the idea that food comes from an animal. Maybe they don't like that part, or they just don't like meat, or they just don't like this. I don't know. We're all different, but...
I can understand a lot of people are vegetarian because they care about animals. I do believe there's, and I've said this before to Carl, so I'm behind the door, I think there's hypocrisy in it. If you're going to be a vegetarian and you're doing it because you care about animals, well, so why are you wearing a leather belt, a jacket and a pair of shoes? You know, I mean, there is hypocrisy in that.
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, you might as well just eat the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the animal is already dead for the shoes. Sorry, Carl.
No, I suppose you could, if you look at life in general, no, you know, I mean...
I know, yeah.
And you could take everything you could really say where, you know, you talk about, you know, people are saving the planet these days and we're all voting green. Isn't there a lot of hypocrisy in that too? I don't see too many people saying, oh, you ain't got, if you won a holiday, if you, you know, you're always putting on your show and other shows, win a holiday here. I don't think somebody turning around and say, I ain't going to take your holiday, you know, because I'm going to have to fly.
Absolutely. And this idea, by the way, that we're all being encouraged to be vegans or vegetarian to save the planet for climate change is absolute and utter nonsense when you look at the evidence, because food that's produced for vegans does just as much damage to the environment and as much damage to the planet as those who are produced for meat. So it's an absolute and utter nonsense to suggest that if we all stop eating meat tomorrow that somehow we're going to affect the climate. We're not. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Jack, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, you know, how's things with you?
How's she cutting, Jack?
Not too bad, no, not too bad at all.
All right, okay, you're looking good.
I'm away here, but I'll take my break and my lunch and have me sandwich while I'm chatting to you, if you don't mind.
And what have you got in your sandwich?
Well, I have a bit of ham and a bit of cheddar cheese, you know.
Oh, that's like a vegan's nightmare.
Vegans, will you stop the lights? I tell you now, not disrespecting vegans or anything like that. But,
yeah, but you are going to disrespect them, but go on.
Straight off the bat, anyone that's putting their children, they're not giving their children meat in their diet because they're vegans, are just fools. Straight up.
They're fools.
Fools. Because they haven't got any right to be denying the proper basic diet to their children. They might have the right themselves to do it for their own bodies, but not for their own children.
Do you know what I had last year? I had a woman on the air last year who was a vegan, and she had her dog on a vegan diet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, now, considering dogs are carnivores, we know they're carnivores, they eat meat. She had her dog on a vegan diet.
Well, I'll tell you straight, you see that woman there? She should go and see a psychiatrist. She should go and see a doctor. Because anybody that does something like that, again, isn't playing with the full deck of cards, you know.
Well, here's somebody that you might think is not playing with the full deck of cards. My wife and I have been vegan for 5 years and have a perfectly healthy 2-year-old who has never eaten meat or dairy. You're speaking absolute nonsense. I'm not speaking nonsense.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm looking at the medical evidence here, so I'm not. Maybe your child is perfectly fine, and that's grand, and I'm delighted for you. But I'm not speaking nonsense.
Look, Niall, since the dawn of time, human beings have adapted and overcome many, many things. And one of the things that has made them survive is that adaption, and part of that is their diet.
Mm.
And that includes their omnivores. That includes nuts, seeds, and meat, fruit, all vegetables, all sorts of stuff like that.
Well, hang on, Jack, because Dom, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dom?
Very nice, how's it going?
You're the one who sent in the text saying you have the 2-year-old who's on a vegan diet.
Yeah, he's actually 1.5. My fingers were a bit tired, so I just said 2, just to make it easier.
Yeah. I'm sick of saying
17 months.
It's easier just to say nearly 2, isn't it? Yeah.
It is,
Okay, but Dom, what do you say to the Royal Academy of Medicine in Belgium, to this professor who've said, you know, he believes it's unethical to subject a child to a diet, a vegan diet, because unless you do it and the child has medical supervision, regular blood tests and vitamin supplements, that parents are not qualified to do it?
I can only just talk for my experience. I think when you're having a child, you tend to go to the doctor anyway and get the blood test and get, you know, your local health checkup anyway.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, you know, they're looking out for you anyway. So
is your child on supplements, proteins, amino acids?
We do use the supplement. Yeah, it's like a spray.
Well, why would you want to have your child on supplements at 1.5 years of age when a child could eat a balanced diet and didn't need supplements?
Well, at the moment, I don't even think he needs the supplements, but we're just doing it, you know.
He does need, according to doctors, he does need the supplements as a baby.
Well, he's breastfeeding. He's going to be breastfeeding for another while yet. So, you know, everything you have is in breast milk anyway. So you're getting what the mother is having. So, you know, I can only.
Well, you can't survive on breastfeeding.
Well, he's breastfeeding and, you know.
Yeah, he's 17 months. He's not going to survive on just breast milk.
Yeah, but he's also eating food.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you couldn't, the suggestion that you might just get everything you want from breast milk is...
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. Yeah. I'm just saying that the breast milk is a good thing to have on top.
Absolutely.
And along with that, then the supplements just...
So why are you a vegan, Dom? What's the purpose of you being a vegan?
To be honest, it started out because my wife was kind of into it. So, you know, the food was around the house. I just, you know, you kind of just have what everybody else is having. So I kind of gave up the dairy just because I lived in America for a while. I saw the cows, you know, you see it on the documentaries, the cows across the Midwest, and they're stuck, and there's just cows till the eye can see, and they're obviously unhappy. So I gave up the milk. When I was in America, the dairy milk, and I just started to feel better. I just got less pain in my stomach.
Is that not like the fella that gives somebody 50 pence because he steps over him? You know, he's a beggar and he gives him 50 pence and he feels good about himself. They say people give money to charity because it makes them feel better about themselves. It doesn't solve the problem, but it makes them feel better about themselves. Is that not exactly the same thing?
I wouldn't say it's exactly the same thing. Now, I just I gave up the milk. I guess, you know, I did feel a little bit better that I was doing my part. You know, it helps with your mental health to feel like you're part of something and you're helping a small bit. But I
okay. So
know,
and then when did you go all the way then and say, well, no more eggs, no more cheese, more byproducts?
It was a gradual process. I gave up the milk, just started to feel a little bit better. Gave up the gave up eggs and gave up. After the milk, I gave up the meat. So haven't eaten meat in more than 5 years.
So you and your wife are basically fully fledged vegans.
Well, not fully now. Now we try to be as best as we can. As in, like we go as far as we don't have honey. But we, if there was leather in, you know, in the couch, or we got a couch or somebody had leather in it, we'd keep the couch. Obviously, we wouldn't be like that far, but we wouldn't have honey, just because, you know,
because bees make
it. Yeah, but you know, we're not crazy. It's just, it's just a little
thing.
Honey
is not cruel to bees.
But you're taking the honey out of their hives that they need for the winter months. That, you know, that's their natural food to, you know, protect themselves when they run out of food.
They make lots of it, and these honey bees, we used to call them shuggies when we were small. These honey bees that are used to do this, I mean, it's almost done on a very productive scale now at this stage. I mean, they produce quite a lot of it. But they're not going to die. I mean, it wouldn't be the interest of the people who make it that the bees would die on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that route.
Okay, but the point is, you are doing just as much damage, Dom, to the planet and to the climate and to everything else by being a vegan, because vegan food has to be produced. And if you look at the evidence out there, for example, you know, you'll see, for example, the orange groves in Florida and places like that, they have a huge carbon footprint because they purposely allow fruit to decay and rot so they can price fix. You look at the paddy fields in China, has second biggest carbon footprint in the world, where they're producing rice. Look at the forests, the rainforests in Brazil, which had been torn down for fields to produce soya milk for vegans. So, I mean, the damage is just as bad to the planet and environment and other human beings by being a vegan as not being a vegan.
Yeah, I don't know much about that, Niall.
I've just told you about it, haven't I?
Yeah, but, you know, you're getting your information from where?
I didn't just make it up, Dom.
I think what I'm just going to get back to my final point. I think you mentioned something about the bees. There's a difference.
Let's not focus too much on just the bees and peace and a drop of honey. I'll do without the honey for the sake of the argument.
It's basically when industry just gets too built up. There's a difference between, you know, my granddad, now he had, you know, maybe 20 or 30 cows. He was a small town farmer. He just had enough. There's a difference between that and mass production of meat, mass production of honey, mass production of everything.
Well, that's because our population has got bigger, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, the
problem. Okay, but getting back to your child, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, look, Dom, if you want to be a vegan, you fire away, and if your missus wants to be vegan, fire away. You're adults; you can make.
Thank you.
I'm just saying you're adults, and you can make your own qualified choices, and you can do your own research, and that's grand.
Yeah.
But a baby doesn't have that choice. You're imposing your values, not you know, the health issues that go along with it, but you're imposing your values on a child, on a baby that hasn't yet made a decision. So you're not allowing mm-hmm. that child to make a decision. You're indoctrinating that child into being a vegan. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay.
I think the same could be said for a person who is a meat eater indoctrinating their child into eating meat.
That's something that human beings have always done.
Well, your introduction to the show, I found it quite interesting because I heard what you were saying, but I was looking at it from the point of view, a different point of view, that, you know, people have babies and then they feed them dairy from a very young age, and that's not natural. That's not a natural thing.
Well, it is quite natural.
It's not, though. No,
but people have been making cheese and butter since the dawn of time. Eggs have been eaten since the dawn of time.
Babies have been having breast milk since the dawn of time.
Absolutely, they have.
I
encourage breastfeeding, by the way. But you can't hardly go down to the school, for example, and feed your child through the fence. You know, so you have to give them milk. I mean, children drink milk. I don't believe you should drink too much milk, by the way. It probably isn't very good for you. But it does contain calcium. So it is good for you from that point of view.
Yeah, but
and
where
red
does
meat
the cow
contains
get the
protein.
Calcium, where does a cow get calcium?
From the grass. But the body has to turn that grass into calcium and other products as well.
No, it actually loses its potency.
But the cow produces it, right? That milk, but hang
on,
those
from the ground. So
yeah, but those nutrients are not in the grass. The cow's
they
body
are in the grass.
Right. Okay.
So we should all start
eating grass.
Plants. It's a close relative to grass.
Okay. And do you not believe that human beings are we not omnivore?
I think that we probably weren't naturally. I mean, more than 10,000 years ago, we obviously. I think meat was.
We were initially probably carnivores.
No, I don't think we were originally.
Neanderthal man was probably carnivore.
When humans found meat, that's when the brain started to multiply in size.
When humans found meat, humans would have found meat from the day that we evolved. Because it was the animals were there before we were.
Meat was responsible for the reason why me and you have brains and we're able to use phones and have this conversation right now. So I'm not disputing that. It has been a benefit to humanity.
So why wouldn't you pass that benefit on to your child?
I don't think it's not necessary.
In a balanced way. I mean, well, according to doctors, it is necessary. Well, because if it's not necessary, why do vegans supplement themselves?
You see, I don't, and as I said earlier in the call, I don't feel like my child needs a supplement, but we're doing it just in case, you know.
What about byproducts? What about animal byproducts?
Give me an example now.
Many of the medications that we use these days is either tested on animals or has animal byproducts in it.
My child has been vaccinated. I'm sure there's egg whites, whatever. I had wine the other day. It had egg whites in it. It's like, I'll just get a vegan wine next time. It's all good. But for my child got his shots, and you know, it's what.
So if your child needs medication that may have been tested on animals or has animal byproducts in it, like insulin, for example, you'd happily give it to him.
Well, I'd research it. I'd see, you know.
Why would you research it? If somebody said to me, "I need this medication for your child to make him better," well, I wouldn't research it. I would say to the doctor, "I trust you, doctor."
Do you have a child?
I have three.
Okay, so if you're about to give your child something, would you not read up on it? You know, Google it, have a look.
Well, I would trust my doctor mainly. I mean, I would trust my general practitioner that he is aware of who my child is because he's been with him for 20 years or whatever.
It's a personal preference. I normally just look at everything anyway.
But I wouldn't read up to see if there's animal byproducts in it. That's not something I'd be researching.
Oh, I just look at the back of the packet of whatever it is, and if there's dairy in it, if I have a choice, if it's a matter of life and death, I'm obviously not, you know, going to say don't have that.
Okay, but do me a favour, stay there for a second, because I want to ask you a little bit more about it, Tom, and I want to come to Lorenzo after the break as well. Keep texting and WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. I think you will find that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were eating apples and spare ribs, says somebody. Another person says, now, how is it a vegan if they're being breastfed? Well, I think myself and Lena had a chat during the break about this, and yes, it doesn't seem to make a huge amount of sense, but a woman who is a vegan breastfeeding a child who is a vegan child, baby child, is doing it consensually, whereas the argument from the vegan is the cow doesn't give consent to breastfeed another child, I suppose. Is that right, Dom? Is that the kind of theory behind that?
Well, the last time I checked, humans don't produce dairy, so that's kind of embarrassing to hear that.
Well, they're producing milk. We call it dairy because it comes from a cow. They're producing milk. It's food for a baby, which is the same as cow's milk is food for its baby. So I'm assuming the reason vegans have an objection to it is because the cow is inseminated without consent.
I thought he was saying that getting breastfed, you can't breastfeed because that's
Technically say a woman's breast milk is dairy as well, but we use the term dairy to compare and talk about cows. We don't talk about women's being dairy.
But it's
the same thing. The milk from a cow, it's not obviously the same milk, but for their purpose, it's for the same reason, it's to feed their young, right? So
yes,
the point is, so why do vegans not want milk? Is it because, and you can just correct me if I'm wrong on this, but is it because the cow is not consenting to being inseminated?
It's not natural. It's not.
Well, it is natural. It's quite natural for a cow to produce milk if it's pregnant. Very natural.
No, I'm saying it's not natural for a human to drink cow from another animal, just to drink milk from another animal.
But it is natural. We've been doing it for a long, long time, for years. It is quite natural. There's nothing unnatural. Unnatural about it. You're saying it's not natural because you're a vegan. But I'm wondering.
No, it's 100% unnatural.
Is it? In your eyes, it is.
No, it's just fact. You're not meant to have milk from a cow.
So am I not meant to eat a steak? Is that unnatural? Because you would think it would be unnatural for us to eat another animal.
You can eat a steak if you want. I'm just saying that a cow.
But is that unnatural? I'm only asking, is that unnatural too? For me to eat a steak?
No, you're asking me two different questions. I'm just telling you, you can eat a steak if you want, but a cow's milk is not designed for a human. That is 100% fact. The cow's milk was created for the baby calf. It has essential things for that calf.
Well, so then eating pizza would be unnatural.
Into a full-sized cow.
Well, then eating pizza would be unnatural because we're eating a product that's made from another animal's milk.
I would consider it unnatural, but you can eat the pizza if you want. I'm just telling you that a cow doesn't produce milk for humans. That's not what
they do now. That's what they've always done. We've always drank cow's milk since before we even pasteurized it.
We're
focusing a lot on one thing. You're right. Lorenz, well, stay there, Dom. Lorenz, are you on Classic Hits?
Hello.
Yeah, you've heard Dom. He says it's his baby, essentially. And, well, their baby. And they believe they're raising their baby in the best possible way. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, the point is, if you want to do your own, as you were saying, you're fine, you can do what you want. But doing it to a baby that needs certain amounts of nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, proteins, fat, carbs, everything, you need a proper diet. And the problem is, I think that nowadays is a sort of knowledge syndrome where everybody knows everything better than anybody else. And especially when it goes on doctors or people that have a certain level of knowledge and they studied that thing, if you're not agreeing, they're wrong.
Okay, your line is very bad, Lorenzo. Maybe are you speaking into a speaker?
And on the phone, actually.
Oh, okay, because it's very, very low. But I get the general gist of what you're saying. And you're talking about the fact that most, unless, of course, they are vegan doctors or vegan nutritionists, most doctors are
like... In there.
Yeah, sorry.
I've actually went to, we've gone to our doctor's visits, we've done everything, we've said that we're vegan, all that. And they just say, has he been getting this vitamin, is he getting enough of this? And he has, because we've researched it and we've found ways to get the vitamins that he would normally get from meat,
but most
dairy.
Doctors wouldn't encourage it.
I would say if you were going to do it, you'd have to be well planned, and I think that
absolutely
most
and the very fact that you have to plan it, and the very fact that you have to monitor it, suggests
you have to monitor it. Yeah,
but hang on. The very fact that you have to plan it, the very fact that you're suggesting to me as well that, the doctor's checking to make sure that, your baby would have the right nutrients and vitamins, et cetera, and what are you feeding your baby, et cetera. The very fact that you have to do all that suggests that it's not the natural way of doing things, doesn't it?
I would say it's not the easiest and it's not the most convenient.
Well, then why would you do it?
Well, because we want what's best for our child.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to. What you're doing is imposing your moral values in relation to animal cruelty on your child. That's what
you're doing. No, that's not.
It's nothing to do with food at all.
No. Well, you're saying that it's not easy, and I would say in today's industry, people are getting overworked. It would be for most people with two full time jobs. It would be very, very difficult to do it. But, all we're doing is our best and what we've researched ourselves. Everything that he's meant to get, he's getting. All of his charts are, he's bigger than what he should be at this age. He has big tummy on him. He's developing perfectly fine.
Well, you believe he is. And I'm looking here. Professor George Casimir, who was from the Royal Academy of Medicine in Belgium, who put out this particular paper, basically led the commission. He said it's unsuitable for unborn children. There's no ifs and buts. He said it can cause a deficiency and often irreversible growth delays. So are you telling me you know more than a professor?
I don't know the professor, and I also don't know whether that study...
Don't know him either, but I believe him because he's a professor and I'm a talk show host.
Yeah, but you have to understand as well, and let's be realistic... Is it Belgium?
Yep.
Belgium, their dairy and meat industry is huge. So, it's no secret that the industries are getting hit.
So there's a conspiracy theory here now. You believe the professor?
I wouldn't say that there's a conspiracy theory. I'd say that there's an interest, the same as
That's like a conspiracy theory suggesting he has some sort of agenda, to make sure that we fund
agenda. They need to make sure that the local industry is... Absolutely not.
The reason they're talking about it is because of the amount of deaths of children who have died in Belgium on vegan diets. That's why they're talking about it. That's why it's in the news in Belgium.
There is a lot of deaths in Ireland of carnivore babies who
absolutely
have died from malnutrition.
And that's disgusting. And by the way, any parent who doesn't give their child a balanced diet and feeds their child McDonald's all day, and their child becomes obese and dies of a heart attack or obesity, they deserve to go to jail too. So I'm not suggesting that for a minute, but a good balanced diet. We're talking being a vegan versus a good balanced diet, not being a vegan versus somebody who is, you know, pigging out on steaks every day of the week. Because, of course, that's dangerous.
Yeah, no, I agree that there are unhealthy people. There's definitely unhealthy vegans out there, and I worry for them because, you know,
I've seen many vegans, and most are normal, well-rounded people. But a lot of them, they look like they need to be on a drip. They look unhealthy.
Unhealthy compared to probably the, you know, when
there's
evidence
that vegans live longer, by the way. You're not going to live any longer.
I'm trying to do my best.
Then the suggestion that it's healthier doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, there is evidence that suggests that you know, you can reduce your risk of, you know, certain illnesses. But you know, you have that in you. You're prone. You have.
And there's also evidence to suggest that you also increase your risk of other illnesses by being a vegan.
Well, you know, the reason why you wanted me to come on is specifically because we've both been vegan 5 years. You know, he was conceived a vegan. He's never had milk.
He's still alive. There's no such thing as a baby that was conceived a vegan.
Well, he's never had dairy. I was just trying to be funny. It obviously didn't translate. He's never had dairy since, even when he was in the womb. That's what I was saying. You know, because my wife hasn't had dairy in the last 5 years.
Somebody, by the way, sent in a text in relation to cow's milk, and when did we start drinking it? I want to know who the first person was. I want to know who the first person was that went up to a cow and said, what are them hanging down? And what happens if I pull at them for a little while? Let me go to Aoife. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Aoife?
Hi, how are you?
I want to know who that person was.
Howling listening to that. And especially with the breast milk as well. Breast milk. Breast is best. That's natural.
Aoife, I'm not going to disagree with you.
And that's what cow boobies were for cow babies, for, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's very different milk because it's for a different purpose, and we understand that.
Yeah, and you know, baby cows are very different to baby humans.
Yes, because cow's milk does contain pathogens and all sorts of things, and which is why we pasteurise it, to make it safe. Yeah.
But at the same time, sure, even as babies, they're drinking formula instead of, you know, so there's obviously something wrong there, and especially in Asian
culture. No, you wouldn't give a baby cow's milk.
Exactly. No. So why should we be drinking it?
Because it's not bad for you. I mean, milk tastes nice. A nice glass of milk, Aoife, every now and again.
Stop.
Okay, so Aoife, you're a vegan.
Yes.
And
you're going to
raise your child hypothetically, because you don't have one yet.
Hypothetical children, God forbid I ever have them. But
I wish you well in that, but you're going to raise them as vegans. So what do you say to the people of Belgium and the Royal Academy of Medicine and Professor George Casimir today, who said they want to make it a criminal offence because they say it's unethical, it's not safe, it causes unreversible growth delays, and it's unsuitable for an unborn child or for a born child?
Well, I would say criminalise the parents who give their children type 2 diabetes.
Oh, I would say exactly the same as Aoife. Criminalise
them.
But Aoife, you're not comparing apples and oranges. I'm being very vegan related there. Did you like that, did you? I was going to use eggs, but I said apples and oranges.
Until the cows come home, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're not comparing apples and oranges, because I completely agree with you. Parents who don't nourish their children properly with proper food and a balanced diet and bring them to McDonald's or bring them to the chipper every day should equally be fined and prosecuted as for being negligent to their children and allow them to become obese and suffer from heart problems as they get older or type 2 diabetes. So you're absolutely right. But in saying that, you're giving out about them, but you're not giving out about a parent who will put their child on a vegan diet knowing there's a risk attached to it.
Oh, no, I absolutely would. Parenting, it's a big responsibility. You have to adapt a vegan lifestyle to a child and not feed the child what you're feeding yourself, which is, you know, nothing. A child needs amino acids, Tom on the last part. I was cheering him on. Oh my God.
I know, but you were.
They need amino acids in their brains to develop.
He's delighted now.
Like that, which is, it is found in meats and byproducts, but it's also found in breast milk. I would probably end up being one of those parents who would breastfeed.
Till the child gets so old that it gets disqualified.
You know, that is probably weird, that kind of parent. I probably would be.
What, like the child is 12 and breastfeeding off you?
Probably. If you're doing a vegan diet or lifestyle, you kind of, you have to substitute a
lot.
But
are you not forcing, and I'm sorry for being rude to everybody here, but I'm running out of time, I have 2 minutes. Are you not forcing your views, your ethical views, because that's what they are, ethical views. Are you not forcing them onto a child who doesn't even have an ethical view yet?
Well, you can force religion down children's
And I don't agree
well.
With that either,
no,
by the way.
Nobody will object to that.
No, I object to it. I don't agree with brainwashing children into religion. Let them choose to be religious if they want to be when they get older. I don't agree with indoctrination of religion.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with anything. You know, it's how you choose to raise your child. But it doesn't endanger
your life, by the way. Indoctrination of religion doesn't endanger your life. Indoctrination of diet could possibly endanger your life, depending on what diet it is. Stay there, both of you, because I have 2 more people to get to in 2 minutes. Jerry, you're a classic kid. How are you doing, Jerry?
Hi, Jerry. I'm
Niall. You're Jerry. I'm Niall. Yeah, Jerry, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I thought the vegans' heart is in the right place. You know, if they're doing it for humanitarian reasons, for, you know, treating animals...
kindness and all that, yeah.
But I don't think we can escape our nature as a species. We're an omnivore species. And also, I mean, what do you do about vermin control? You know, how would you take care of if you had a rat infestation or something like that, you know?
Would you ethically remove it?
Yeah, you know.
Aoife, have you ever had a mouse in the house?
I have.
And what would you do, catch them in a little box?
Dogs. No, the dogs got there first before I could, so...
What would you do if you had mice in the house? Would you ethically put little boxes around and give them their freedom?
I would, I would. But unfortunately, my dog is like a cat. She would run and grab the mouse before I could, and I wouldn't raise her vegan because that's in her nature.
Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. Go on, you're 40 seconds. Go ahead, Anthony.
40 seconds?
Yeah. It's a lot of time. A lot can happen in 40 seconds. Yes. You've just wasted 10 of it. Go on. Anthony, you've just wasted another 5.
I love all these vegans, and they still have to take vitamin supplements. And as you know, I'm very worried about our carbon footprints and everything, like the Green Party.
Right.
Where are all these vitamins being produced?
Well, they have to be produced somewhere, I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, they're mass-produced in pharmaceutical companies.
Without killing a cow, I assume.
They're boxed and they're packaged and everything. And people will go for goat's milk because it will help with eczema, other conditions, asthma, things like that.
Yeah, but the vegans will go for the soya milk. And we'll tear down thousands of trees just to produce it.
Oh, yeah.
And
if
tofu.
You want to be a squirrel, yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Right, listen, on that note, I have to wrap it up. Aoife, I'll get to talk to you again, I promise. I'm sorry I had to cut everybody a bit short. Thank you, Dom, for being so patient as well. Anthony, Jerry, anyone else who got involved in the conversation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.